called the Galaxy S20. You don't need 11 or 12. Yeah. You just go to 20 now. Because 20 is better. Let me ask you something. You want 11 or you want 20?
20.
Yeah.
Always 20.
Yeah, you want 11 bucks or 20 bucks? You want 11 friends or 20 friends? You want 11 french fries or 20 french fries?
Yeah. 11 seems antiquated.
Yeah, we can't do 11 anymore. So what a boost. It's crazy they can do it, but they can do it. Mm-hmm. And it all started in this race between the various manufacturers to get to the bigger numbers faster, right? Apple, they boosted. Mm-hmm. They did their very own boost mode, rapid fire, when they went to 10. Remember? Yeah. They skipped 9.
Yeah.
They go to 10 just to get in that space. Mm-hmm. Samsung, what did they skip in the past? They must have skipped something too.
Yeah.
I don't know. They had 8, 7, 8, 9, 10. Or maybe they haven't skipped yet. 6, 5, 4. Wow, they didn't skip yet. So they say, all right, you want to skip? You want to skip a little? How about we skip a lot? And they go to S20. But it gets even better, Will, because they don't even just go to S20 and then keep everything the same from last time. They don't go S20, S20 Plus, S20e. Nah. That'd be too easy. That'd be too easy. You see, you got to keep people on their toes. So this is what you do. You go to, look at this. You go to, S20 takes the place of the S10e. You go S20 Plus, take the place of the S10. And then you know what you do at the very top end, Will? You go S20 Ultra. Ah! Mm. You want to go Apple, you want to go Max? How about we go Ultra? You sound like it's an Avengers movie now.
Yeah.
End game, Age of Ultron. Does that mean anything? No.
Well.
Means nothing. But you understand the word Ultra, it's up there. I don't know what's bigger or better. Maybe Ultimate. It's hard to know. But Ultra is heavy duty. It's a heavy hitting word. It sounds intense. I feel like I need it. Uh-huh. And are we at a point in our lives in the year 2020? Well, that's why you call it S20, because it's 2020.
Maybe.
You go to 20 maybe to commemorate, yeah. 2020.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Because people said Apple skipped to the 10 to commemorate 10 years.
Right, of the iPhone.
Or 10 phones or whatever it was. So maybe this is all they're doing. They're just, I mean, it's helpful. It's a bigger number, but maybe that's what they're doing. They go for 2020. But anyway, so, you know, I'm watching a hockey game at the local rink yesterday, Will. Mm-hmm. And somebody next to me has the iPhone XS. No. 11 Pro Max. How dare I? Has the iPhone 11 Pro Max. And this kid, he shouts, is that the 11 Pro Max? Kid, little kid. Saw the three eyeballs on the back of it, like I'd been saying on the last episode.
Yeah, yeah.
And people say can spot it. Are we in an era in the year 2020 where a kid's going to spot from across the way and he's going to say, is that a Samsung Galaxy S20 Ultra? I think we're living in that era now.
It seems really masculine, the Ultra.
Interesting. Okay.
You know?
You don't think the females want Ultra? What if it was like, because I feel like there might be a cosmetics brand. Ulta? It's kind of Ultra. I don't know. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong about all this.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong too.
I feel like in the right context, though, Will, you walk into Sephora, it's like Ultra. It's kind of a, could also be.
Like a sultry.
I mean, I don't know what I'm talking. I don't know what I'm talking about. Obviously, I don't know what I'm talking about here. But I feel you on that. It does absolutely have that kind of vibe to it. So what does it all mean? Well, first of all, based on everything I'm reading, we now have these visuals on the actual phone. Everything's leaking. It's crazy leaking going on, thanks to the usual suspects. Everybody's participating on leaks. What is it? 91 mobiles, they're involved. There's been a guy going crazy on Twitter. Everybody's talking about, what's his name? Did you see that guy?
Price Baba?
No. He's a usual suspect. It's like a relatively newer guy. And he's got the actual phone. He was the one with the phone pictures.
Cash Caro?
Nah, it's a guy's name. Everybody's shouting right now. They're like, of course, I know the guy. Where is it? Somewhere in this article. Anyway, so everything's been leaking out about this device. And so we have this, I mean, you can't really say definitively that this is what the spec is going to look like, but it looks like it's going to be pretty impressive, Will. I'm talking straight bananas with the camera setup and whatnot, which is what you look for in a camera spec. Every single model is going to have 12 gigs of RAM, supposedly. The Ultra model is supposed to have a 6.9-inch display. If you want to put that into some sort of context in your brain, comparing that to the Big Note series, that's bigger than the Big Note. Bigger than a Big Note.
It's a fab.
It's bigger than a Big League Chew.
Is it?
It's bigger than a Big Turk. You see? I did that one for Kirk right there. 120 hertz refresh rate as well. That's the hot new. That's the hottest new thing, Will. And in 2020, if you want to get $1,000 from people in the smartphone game, you're going to have to bring 120 hertz. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't. But yeah. It seems like it's going to be the standard.
That's what it is. And the thing is, this is coming via Phone Arena. You read through the article and they make some good points here. You can't resolution on a phone. We're kind of where we are. In other words, it's diminishing returns. You got tons of pixels where you hold the phone. Are we discerning? What are we seeing? On the other hand, your eyes can pick up this refresh stuff. And so for the enthusiasts, this becomes the way you differentiate. So Samsung, they go in there, they do a little work, and they bring the 120. Though I did hear a separate rumor that maybe the 120 hertz refresh for them was going to have a resolution maximum of 1080. That's just a rumor. I don't know what's happening. But and also not all apps support 120 hertz, so it may come on and off, app dependent. But nonetheless, people want the fast refresh rates, and they certainly want it from Samsung, who they've always sort of been the horsepower king at the flagship level, where if there is some new spec, some new feature, you expect to see it there. Another example of that, of a rumored spec, 8K recording at 30 frames. What? In your phone. In your phone, Will, because you got to put the 8K clips onto Instagram.
Of course.
That's what you do. Don't worry. They will not compress it at all. Spoke to Mark about it. Mm-hmm. He said they're going to do native 8K. That's the hot feature for them.
Yeah.
That's not true at all. They're going to compress it like crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know why you need to shoot 8K, but look, a lot of this stuff, it comes down to sort of that F1 car status. You got to showcase all your latest technologies and the fringe of capabilities so people feel like they're participating in something new, particularly if you want a grand from them. 6.9-inch, 2K AMOLED. You know what? The other devices are probably going to be the more practical ones beyond the Ultra, but of course, being an enthusiast myself, I'm going to be interested in the Ultra model. Cameras are, like I said, it's crazy town. 108 megapixel main, 48 megapixel periscope, space zoom up to 10x optical and 100x hybrid. Okay, thanks. 12 megapixel ultra wide, couple time of flights. It's going to be camera mayhem back there. Maybe a macro lens. Camera mayhem. Snapdragon 865, 5G is going to be in there. It's all coming out. There's going to be supposedly a pro video mode. Tremendous control over video recording features, manual focus, ISO control, subject tracking. Think dedicated camera type of features inside of your smartphone. And look at that scale that Will is showing off right now next to the Note 10 Plus. This Ultra model, bigger than that, which that is a big phone if you ever held it.
Seems like they're going with the sharper corners.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is kind of sharpened up, presumably. It's going to be slim and trim. Presumably, that seems to be the way they take it. Plus, there's going with this 108 megapixel sensor. You can crop into that thing. You can do all kinds of magical stuff with that. Apparently, it's going to start at $1,100. This is all happening very rapidly and very soon. Of course, the events have been scheduled. What can I say? I think it's going to be a killer. I think people that are in our space that love this kind of thing are going to be amped up about this phone because it's just on a spec sheet. If the rumors turn out to be true, it's got everything in it. Mm. By the way, I didn't even talk about battery. Supposedly a 5,000 milliamp hour battery.
Right.
So, like, what? I don't know. What else can you get right now? Yeah. That's everything.
Yeah.
You can't get anything else. Infinity
like
display.
Max specs right now.
It's max specs. It's max top of the line specs. So, ultra specs. If they deliver this list, they are going to sell a few of them. Mm-hmm. They will sell 5 or 6. Mark my words. Mm-hmm. Speaking of refresh rate, OnePlus, they don't want to be outdone. They don't want to let Samsung have all the fun just because they're chilling for the time being. And so we have some news here via the CEO of OnePlus, Pete Lau. He did a blog post on Monday, and he confirmed that the next generation OnePlus, that would be the OnePlus 8, is also going to have a 120Hz fluid display, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. And this is the future now, too. It's like if a competitor comes out and makes a claim and says, we're going to have the thing, or even if the rumors start to come out, we're going to have the thing, you get out ahead of the news and you say, hold up. The refresh cycle is so fast now on these smartphones. I'm going to let you know that if you hold out, I'm going to deliver for you. Mm. I am OnePlus in this scenario. Mm. You see what I'm saying? So that you don't assume or have to guess if your 120Hz spec that you're looking for will be supported by the manufacturer you may or may not choose to purchase from. By them putting this news out there in advance at a Samsung event, there could be some would-be Samsung buyers that will chill now and say, you know, I like my OnePlus 7 or whatever it happens to be.
They convert back.
They'll say, I'll wait.
Yeah.
I'll wait because you told me you're going to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to feel compelled to jump ship and pick a different brand or whatever. So that's what he's doing here, getting out in front of it. He doesn't have a product ready to go, but he's saying, look, it will feature 120Hz. And 6-inch display somewhere around there. This, of course, is pretty much as fast as it gets. Gaming phones have had this. You had the ROG Phone 2 was one of the first to experiment. That was 90Hz, actually. Mm-hmm. That was 90Hz. Mm-hmm. Razer Phone 2 was 120?
That's a good question.
Trying to remember right now. Anything above the typical. Well, that's what we have the Google for. That's what you would use the Google for. Mm-hmm. I think it was 120. Yeah, it was 120. Of course, super gaming centric, so it was understandable at that point, but then regular consumers start to demand it. The Pixel, 90Hz, things like this. Plenty of them at this point. Now, something interesting in this particular article, apparently OnePlus is including something called an MEMC technology, which is also found in TVs, and it allows 24 and 30 frame per second content to be displayed at 60 or 120. So it's some sort of smooth motion type of aspect in order to take advantage of this improvement, even though the content that you're typically viewing isn't set up for that natively. Mm-hmm. Because obviously the majority of content you're gonna consume is gonna be 30 frames right now on your smartphone. So then you're sitting there thinking to yourself, I got this 120Hz display, what can I do? So apparently, via this technology, you can actually take advantage or a little more advantage of your display without taxing the battery too much. So that's interesting. Some other stuff, the display uses the latest generation of organic light-emitting materials, OLED, obviously, and a peak brightness of more than 1,000 nits. You're a big nit guy, Will.
Yes, I like nits. Brightness.
And he also says they raised the touch sampling rate to an industry high 240Hz for a more responsive touch experience. So I don't know how you get the doubling on the touch experience, the responsiveness of the touch experience. It's like, anyhow, it sounds exciting because that for me, not being a huge mobile gamer, the biggest impact for me with the higher refresh rates was centered around just the feeling of snappiness.
Yep.
And the phone just feels faster at a higher refresh, mm-hmm. Particularly on the OnePlus devices where you can limit the animations.
Right.
It just feels super ta 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 ta. That's my experience on a OnePlus device.
Yeah. every time you touched it.
Something like that. So anyway, he says his display will be the best you'll lay your eyes on in 2020. That's what he says, out in advance. Now, granted, what's weird about this is it says OnePlus has cooperated once again with Samsung to tailor this unique AMOLED. And this is where things get weird.
Yeah,
Samsung already doing technology. It in advance? Whose display is actually better? Is Samsung going to... if you're Samsung, do you really give OnePlus your best display tech you have? Or is that going to S-Series? And then they get something close. I don't know. I'm not Samsung. And I presume OnePlus is a decent customer. Probably buy a few displays. Mm-hmm. So I want to keep everybody happy. So maybe our initial glimpse at this actual display is going to come at the S series launch, and then you'll see it in a OnePlus device at a later date. This is cool. Android has a version of AirDrop coming out, and it was originally going to be called Fast Share, and now it's been renamed to Nearby Sharing, even though it doesn't exist yet. Now, AirDrop is one of those things that iOS users often cite as being this amazing feature to have.
And we use it here and there.
And we use it recently.
Yeah.
Because we were shooting video on an iPhone, and I AirDropped to Jack. All the MacBook people, I was AirDropping to all of you.
Yes.
But, you know, what I realized about it was the range
thing. It's a proximity.
Because I haven't used it a lot in the past. I've been using Android, and obviously this MacBook's been sitting here closed for a while. Mm-hmm. Even though as a MacBook guy, we don't have to go into the whole thing, but maybe I jump back to this. I probably should see what this one's about because I haven't used it enough.
16-inch.
That's the new one with the new keyboard. Anyway, we were AirDropping.
In 2020.
We were AirDropping all around. It was a huge party. We popped the champagne. Things were dropping from the files, were floating, and everybody had access. Although, when it was all said and done, came to the conclusion, I should just upload this to Google Drive and then everyone can have it and we can do it once. So even for us, it wasn't the perfect scenario, but people love AirDrop. Humans love AirDrop. Mm-hmm. Like, you're at the music festival. I heard people are dropping things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at the music festival. That's what I hear. I don't go to these things, Will. I told you already. I don't go to these things. But people are at these things and they're dropping files. And even companies, marketing firms and whatnot are trying to take advantage of AirDrop for promotions. I remember hearing about some artists, they were AirDropping tickets or links to be the first to buy sneakers or I don't remember what it was. Oh. And they were using AirDrop as a social media, essentially. Hmm. For the youngsters that have enough money to have an iPhone, because you probably could sell them sneakers too, if you think about it.
Yeah.
So anyway, Apple, people on iOS were having all the fun with the dropping and the whatnot. And Android said, we can do something like that. We're Google. We got a few employees over here. We got a few guys. They're sitting over there.
Yeah, they're not doing anything.
We got a few guys. They got keyboards. They know this code thing. Yeah. They got that. They got the code thing figured out.
The code.
They know their way around a little bit of code.
Yeah, it's Google.
It's Google. At the end of the day, it's Google we're talking about. And so this news emerges that they've changed the name. People are, of course, picking up on this, spotting this. XDA developers spotted it, as you would if you were XDA developers. And the feature has evolved slightly since it was first spotted. Apparently, they updated the icon. They're getting ready to launch it. The way it's going to work, it supposedly is going to be very close proximity, even closer proximity, which is maybe the reason they renamed it to Nearby Sharing. I believe it states here, that Google mentions the proximity is going to have to be within 1 foot. That's interesting. And it sounds like it's maybe on purpose because you'd assume that the various communications available within the device would allow for more than 1 foot, but maybe
it's like a security.
Exactly. Thing? Maybe it's a security feature where you're more likely to use it and keep it enabled if it's only capable of being interacted with within that foot proximity. Because how often is another phone within a foot of your phone unless you want it to be?
Right.
You see what I'm saying here, Will? Mm-hmm. So the way that Google probably imagines this is a couple of youngsters at a music festival.
Yeah.
With their Pixel phones, which no youngsters have, unless you're a nerd like us or the people who watch this. say that with all due respect. You go to an actual music festival and Apple logos are bombarding you. You're blinded by the Apple logos.
Right.
Because you were there.
Was I?
Yeah, you Coachella? Were at Coachella, remember?
Yeah.
And you left your Pixel here. You took an iPhone instead just so you could fit in.
I was too embarrassed.
Yeah, just so you could fit in.
No, that's not true. I brought my Pixel.
Well, thank you for setting the record straight on that.
Yeah.
Anyhow, they would imagine two people would come together, almost like when they had to touch the phones, but instead that was always a little awkward touching the phones
NFC?
With the NFC.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I touch your phone? No. No, thank you, sir. So you just place them on the table. Maybe you're at university. You're exchanging. You're sharing files. Oh, the pictures from the party.
Yeah. Let me just share it to you real quick. Just
real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. 1 foot, and you just leave it, and it's no problem. So anyway, I don't know why it has to be 1 foot. I don't know why they want to do 1 foot, but that's the news that's available to us right now. This is not out yet. There's some speculation that it could potentially launch at Google I.O., 2020, which is in May. Maybe they launch it alongside the Pixel 4a, which isn't out yet. Who really knows?
It seems like based on the screenshot, it would transfer to iPhones as well. Maybe that's the case. I don't know.
That could be nice. Friendly.
I'm just looking at this screenshot. It says Charlie's iPhone. Share too.
Are you? So you're picking up. You're picking up on things here.
Oh yeah. Maybe.
Are you?
I mean, this is a mock-up. I don't know.
Are you running an investigation at the moment?
Yeah, I'm an XDA developer.
Wow, I knew you had it in you. That would be cool. You're right. He just found a screenshot here which says iPhone, Charlie's iPhone. And there's even a smartwatch on there. You're right. It could just be a mock-up, but it's looking good. That would be ideal. Cross-platform. Yeah. I love it. I love the open-ended nature you're sharing. It doesn't matter which platform you choose. I'd be amazed that Apple would allow that. Do they have to allow it? I don't really know. We'll find out in due time. But nonetheless, Android users can look forward to something like AirDrop coming shortly. All right, next up, Apple aims to become a closed-loop manufacturer. All right, stop. Don't read, Will. Don't read it. What does that mean?
It means that they want to just manufacture everything themselves.
Yeah, so that's what, when I read the headline, that's what I thought as well.
Okay.
That they would want to take over some of the responsibilities of the vendors that they work with.
Like Samsung.
To have more control.
Yeah.
But that's not, apparently, at least in this case, that's not what it's referring to. What it's referring to here is to minerals and mining.
Oh, quite literally. Yeah, okay. Mining
raw materials, ladies and gentlemen, which kind of a topic that doesn't really get discussed that much when it comes to our smartphone habits. The idea that you got to get a fresh one all the time. Where do your old phones go, Will? What are you doing with them?
Garbage.
Yeah, exactly. You just got a stack. You got a drawer full. I mean, around here we have some sort of amplified version of it because of the amount of phones that come in here.
Yeah,
we have an amplified version of it, so you see it, man. That's some amazing machinery that we're expected to turn over every couple of years.
Yeah.
If you really think about it. So this closed loop concept actually has to do with recycling old Apple products to make new ones instead of relying on the mining industry to get fresh minerals. Mm. But instead, they developed this robot called Daisy. And Daisy is basically like Wall-E. You remember Wall-E, the robot?
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He's going around and harvesting. He's recycling stuff, isn't he?
Yes. He packs up the garbage into boxes and makes like mountains of them.
But does he ever take, does he take the things that he could reuse as well, right? Well, he doesn't know. He's trapped on the thing. I don't know what his original mission was.
So.
He's trapped on that planet. But I'm just wondering, what was he originally invented for?
He's supposed to move garbage
around. Just organize some stuff.
Yeah, but then he becomes sentient, and then he collects plants.
All right, well, that's a little much. We're going too deep here.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, no, I know.
That's all I can say.
No, I know.
Yeah, I'll leave it at that.
Anyway, spoiler alert. You just spoiled the whole movie. So. You just spoiled the whole movie. Years later, Wall-E.
Yeah.
So this device, Daisy, breaks apart 200 iPhones per hour. And it extracts 14 minerals, including lithium, and then those are recycled. And apparently there's been examples of this, including the 2018 MacBook Air and Mac Mini. And according to this particular article, this first showed up, I believe, on Reuters, your favorite news source.
Right on.
Which you may want to just restate for the audience.
It's Reuters.com.
What did you call it the one time? Reuters?
Routers.
Routers. Routers. That was good.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi routers.com. Really cool, though. So instead of relying solely on the mining industry, obviously the mining industry probably feels differently, but instead of solely relying on that, they can extract a fair amount of the minerals necessary to make their new products from their old products. And as you know, Apple continues to offer money for the old products. They want you to bring it in and they want to refurbish it. And they'll give you some sort of a discount on a new model if you do so. So there's some value left in those older devices. And through a robot like this one, some incredible tech right here, they can make it worthwhile to do it. Because you can imagine if you had to have a person disassembling 200 iPhones an hour, it might not be economically feasible. That would be a lot of people, and not everything is valuable in there. And so you can kind of automate the process. Now, the world is really has a heavy consumption habit for a lot of these minerals right now, particularly with the rise of electric vehicles. Lithium and battery tech relies on similar stuff. And so it's, you know, puts pressure on the earth, Will!
Mm-hmm.
You're putting pressure on Mother Earth. How dare you? Now, I don't, look, yeah. I'm not going to lecture anybody or anything like that, but the idea of reusing something, it sounds like a good idea. Now, Apple came out, I guess, one of their PR people, we're not necessarily competing with the folks who mine. So she says it's not, Lisa Jackson said that. She's the head of environment, policy, and social at Apple. She says there's nothing for miners to fear in this development. All right, well, okay. I guess she's basically saying we're still going to need to buy a boatload.
Yeah.
Oh, that lithium stuff, we still need it.
Yeah. So don't stop mining.
Yeah, we're doing 200 an hour over here. Daisy's pretty cool and whatnot.
Yeah.
But please keep sticking your hose in the earth.
Yes.
Your vacuum hose. One other thing, we had a comment in this article from the guy, Kyle Wiens. He's the guy from iFixit. He says, no dice. He ain't happy. He says, there's this ego that believes they can get all their minerals back, and it's not possible. He prefers to advocate for repairability. So does Lewis Rossman and this group. They say, don't ask for our products back. Let us hang on to them longer. Well, of course, corporate entity.
Yeah.
In the business of selling you things.
Yeah.
They're going to want you to get the fresh one. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how feasible that is, but they have tried on a couple of different occasions to go from the angle of, hey, let's hold on to these things. They're perfectly good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make them repairable. Or maybe not let's hold on to them, but let's make them repairable so if someone does want to hold on to them, they can.
Right.
Or a third party could do it, kind of like automotive. Because you see cars. There's cars out there. I could go buy a 2006 right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's how it exists. And if I know my way around it, and I definitely do, then I could throw a catalytic converter in there. See, you didn't expect I knew that.
No.
So I'll take that one and roll with it.
Sure.
So nonetheless, Apple, the environment, they love to be associated. They love this type of thing. And I like the idea of robots extracting lithium. So what more can I say?
It's a win-win.
I just like the idea of robots extracting lithium.
Yeah.
And there's an Apple logo at the end of it. S20 Ultra, OnePlus fast screens, Android AirDrop, and Apple, a closed loop manufacturer in 2020.